Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and it is October 30th. Today's story will be the continuation of Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon. It is currently negative 16 degrees Celsius. Your forecast for the week is snow and more snow. Traffic is moving at a steady pace on all highways, and there are no accidents reported. Tomorrow is Halloween, and I want to remind everyone to watch for little elf trick-or-treaters. Our listener email today is from theater director Elf David. David writes, "Hello, elves. Tonight and tomorrow night there will be a live performance of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas at the North Pole Center for the Creative Arts. The cast is made up of young elves ages 7 to 17. Tickets are $7 for children and $12 for adults. Come on out and get in the Halloween and Christmas spirits. Thanks, Elf David. I can't wait to see the show." Now it's time for Chapter 10, The Dagger. When Claus saw the snakes preparing to strike Tweedledee's, he knew what he had to do. He dug the magic mouth harp from his pocket. The elves had told him the sound of the harp would charm the fiercest foe. Would it work for a thousand snakes? Although he had never played such an instrument, he took a deep breath and blew with all his might on the harp. The sweetest music he had ever heard filled the air. The snakes grew silent. Slowly, they uncoiled. Their tongues were still, their eyes grew dreamy. Claus took his mouth from the harp and shouted, "Tweedledee's come!" Then he filled his lungs with air again and blew desperately on the harp, while the elf, freed of his hypnosis, scrambled up the log to safety. As soon as Tweedledee's was out of the pit, he ran. Claus stumbled after him, still blowing furiously on the harp. They ran until they had no breath left either to run or blow. They fell into a snowbank and lay there gasping. Presently, Claus sat up. He threw away the harp. It was the third weapon, and its magic would not work again. Claus said not a word, but Tweedledee said miserably, "It's all my fault." Then he cried, "But it wasn't because I lost my temper. I was only trying to be kind to the rabbit." Claus nodded. "Ah, well," he said, "we still have one last weapon." He drew from his belt the dagger whose point had been dipped in a deadly poison. "When I meet the Pigwidgeon, I shall use this. Even if the dagger fails to kill, the poison will." Tweedledee's took the dagger in his own hands and examined it. "The point seems dull," he said critically. He pressed the point gently against the palm of his hand. "Ah," he said with satisfaction, "it is sharp enough." He handed back the dagger. "Let us go," said Claus, rising, "for surely we have wasted time enough." But Tweedledee's did not stir. His face turned dreadfully pale. Sweat poured down his forehead. His whole body shook with fever. "I cannot move," he groaned. The awful truth came to Claus. He opened Tweedledee's hand. There lay a single drop of blood where the dagger had pressed against the palm. "You are poisoned," cried Claus. He cradled the trembling elf in his arms. "What shall we do? What shall we do?"
"Leave me," murmured Tweedledee's.
"Never!"
proclaimed Claus. "I have been nothing but trouble," Tweedledee said.
"It doesn't matter," said Claus. "You never meant to harm."
"I am done for," growled the elf. "You must go on. There is no more time to lose." Claus would not leave.
"There must be some way to save you. You are an elf. Tell me what you know."
"There is a way," sighed Tweedledee.
"What is it?" asked Claus. "Tell me."
"If," whispered Tweedledee's fainting, "a stone should weep for me." Tune in next time for Chapter 11, The Door in the Wall. This elf cast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. Be sure to get your request for a real letter from Santa Claus in by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. This is Elf Stacy wishing all of you a happy Halloween tomorrow and a good day, North Pole.